Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen Sabella. How are you, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. I'm good. How are you?
About 90% today, actually. What's going on at the city beaches? Tell us about this.
So the beaches are being used, even though they remain closed due to coronavirus concerns. And an alderman on the far north side is calling on the city and the park district to provide some sort of lifeguard on these beaches. As we know, the lake levels have been really high. There were a lot of drownings in the city last year. And Alderman Maria Haddon said, you know, we need somebody out here monitoring these beaches. I know that it's closed, but people are still using them. And, you know, kids could drown. And some people are just, using them anyway. I know the argument is, you know, you're swimming at your own risk here. But, you know, if there's a little kid whose parents bring him to the beach, the little kid doesn't know any better. So her argument is let's get somebody out there to make sure that people are safe.
Yes, let's hope everybody stays smart out there. And now on to Lakeview and 3,000 square feet of public parkland. Is it public? What's going on with this? Yeah.
This is so wild. So we actually heard about this from a Better Government Association reporter who was going through the Chicago Park District Inspector General report. And the Inspector General wrote that a wealthy family has been fencing off a public parkland since 2015. And the photos are pretty amazing. If you go to our website, blackclubshy.org, you can see them. You see this like mansion in the background, and then it looks just like a sprawling, meticulously landscaped front yard, but it's supposed to be a public park. There's actually a little bench nearby that is supposed to be part of the park, but this family installed hedges, so it just looks like private property. And there's a sidewalk that they put in that connects it to the city sidewalk, so I wouldn't walk up and like put a picnic blanket down. It just makes it look private. So the Inspector General is saying, why are we letting this guy do this? He's calling on the park district to crack down. Our reporter talked to the family in question. They're actually very politically connected family, Michael Tedine Jr., who his father was part of the hired truck scandal, if you remember way back in the day.
Sure.
A key ally to Mayor Richard Daley. Very wealthy family. They give a lot of money to politicians in the city, including Alderman Tom Tunney, who's the alderman in the 44th Ward, where this park is. So now that there's some attention on it, we'll see what happens. The park district said that they are going to look into it. Actually, the family said that they receive a letter every year from the park district, like saying, hey, this is public land. But it seems like he gets a lawyer involved and nothing ever happens. So they just keep the hedges up. So the Friends of the Parks, Juanita Irizarry, is calling on the city to crack down on this, get these hedges taken down so people can enjoy the park, especially right now as people are, you know, looking for any place outside to spread out amidst the coronavirus pandemic, especially in Lakeview where it's very dense and there's not a lot of place to spread out and get some fresh air. So we'll see what happens there. Definitely go check out the photos on our website. It's pretty astounding.
So we're talking about the area on the drive sort of between Diversey and Belmont right in there?
Right. It's a 3026 North Lakeshore Drive. And I thought it was just a yard at first glance. If you zoom out a little, you see the park bench. So, and then if you remove the hedges in your mind, you could kind of see where it's a park, but okay. Otherwise, not so much.
We'll imagine that. And finally, we have the story of a beloved Rogers Park restaurant.
This is such good news. Actually, Bob, I talked to you about this story early on in the coronavirus pandemic. A Rogers Park restaurant closed after its owner died, and he was very beloved in the neighborhood of COVID. And the community stepped up. They raised more than $20,000 for the family, and the business is reopening. So this is just a great story of, you know, people were so devastated by his death and by the closure of the restaurant. And the community came out and said, you know what, we're going to do whatever we can to support you guys. It's called Restaurante Quetzala Grow. I probably am not pronouncing that properly, but I tried. And the Moreno family is reopening after the sudden death of their patriarch of the family. He owned the restaurant for 15 years. So they're opening it again as kind of a tribute to him and a tribute to the neighborhood that supported them through all of this, you know, tragedy. It closed in late March. So they're reopening now. They're open again 1 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays to Sundays up in Rogers Park.
7360 North Clark Street. There's a nice happy ending to that story, Jen. Appreciate it.
I was so happy to hear it.
Jen Sabella, blockclubchicago.org for more and extremely local news again tomorrow. And we'll talk to you then. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.